program presented by the Nerdish Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all nerds and otakus across the multiverse. All Nerdish Show programming is made possible by a comic shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and also a good spot to get some budding. And with generous support from viewers like you. For more Nerdish Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine nerdy programming, visit nerdishshow.com. Hey! I'm gonna tell myself really that they're going to shop right now. Cause I want to see and listen to the other podcasts. Hopefully, see the videos that I keep saying, see them.
Started.
Yeah, I think that's a good place to start.
We have started the
32nd episode
of the Wicked Anime Podcast.
That's the show we're on.
It's not the anime podcast. Anyways, my name is Dylan, and all I do is introduce people. We have across the pond, as always, a hard man with harder opinions, Andrew.
Hello.
We have the stupid awesome analyst, John.
Hello.
And returning is the truly uncommon rider, Sean.
Hello.
Yay, Sean's back.
Woo!
Yay. So this episode, we're actually, we're taking things in a little different direction. We are going to try something new off the suggestion of Sean.
Yeah, they only do this when I suggest it, by the way. So whenever you guys get really good episodes, it's my fault.
I'm afraid of change.
Now, so
haven't I suggested it like multiple times to talk about one anime?
Yeah,
I don't recall.
Yeah, but all it wasn't Sean that was suggesting it.
But all you do is introduce people.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't give good ideas.
So with the turn of the new year, 2014.
yes,
why don't
that's
we...
the year that it is.
Just in case people don't know,
somebody, what year is it?
Wait, how can you be on the internet and not know what year it is? Like. Never mind. I'm gonna let this go.
There are all kinds of people in the internet. Anyway,
some people still use AOL.
We will add this new segment that you'll probably hear every once in a while called it's homoreku, but I'm trying to be more racist about it.
I could tell you were debating how Japanese you wanted to make it sound.
I found that it's easier to say it in the Japanese with the Japanese accent if you pronounce it homewrecker. So yes. Like.
Homuraku.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Homuraku.
You guys have destroyed this. We need to move on.
Anyways, what we're going to
do... It's a homework section.
What we're going to be doing this episode...
Sean and I had nothing to do with naming that, by the way.
not even a little bit.
It actually came up by accident because we basically just told our listeners that they have homework to do. So we're let's
homework
just call it homework.
To do? Yeah. Homework to?
And this episode, we are talking all Attack on Titan. We figured that... This would be a good starting point, seeing that this is a really popular show.
There's a new OVA that was recently released, which I missed.
A lot of people have been talking about it, and it was part of Sean's suggestion that we talk about this, seeing that he just powered through it.
Also, I mean, it just seems to be, and it's kind of rare for an anime of this stature, but it seems to be just universally praised.
Yep.
Yeah.
So if you guys haven't seen it yet, that's okay. Keep listening to the episode. One, we're going to keep as many... We're not promising anything because we're probably going to spoil some stuff.
Yeah, we're going to spoil everything.
We'll try and let you know when we're about to spoil
something. Yeah, you can still listen to the rest of this episode. We still have everything else going on except for Tapagotchi and what we're watching.
Oh, that's a shame.
We can mention it during news. I don't have that many news pieces, so let's get into that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we ring the news bell, and it sounds like news.
That's what a bell sounds like. So first up in news. So there has been a recent announcement that Naruto will be ending this year. The year is 2014. It'll be ending this year.
Yeah, it's about time.
Somebody still watches that?
It's actually the manga, surprising enough.
It's just the manga that's ending.
What do you mean, just the manga? I mean...
Well, they have to... The show isn't caught up to the manga. It's like... It's never at the same, you know, spot as the manga is.
Yeah, but the thing of it is, I mean, like, the Bleach anime ended, but the Bleach manga's still going.
That's interesting, though. I did hear, I think... I had thought that Cartoon Network was already airing Shippuden, but I guess they're just starting now.
Yeah, they started last night with the release of Space Dandy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was
only like 400 some episodes for them to catch up on.
I don't know if they started at the beginning, though. Did they? Because I didn't watch it after Space Dandy was over. I went to bed.
That's because you're a smart person and Naruto has no place in a functional human being's life.
Dylan.
I haven't watched in a long time. I should probably start again.
Well, this is more of a dig at Glitch because I know he's not here.
So, yeah, that's cool. It's ending.
Yeah, I mean, because the series has been running since 1999, so...
Jeez.
I was still in high school.
That was before the Y2K.
That was before all the computers crashed.
Yeah, maybe the mangaka for Naruto was like, yeah, 2000 is going to end the world, so I don't need to worry about how this manga is going to end.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
14 years later.
Yeah. 14 years later, I don't know, like a bubble ninja?
Along with really long-running series.
And news that has been wrong in the past.
Yeah.
From Wicked Anime.
Miyazaki has announced that he is not retiring.
Oh! He's like, I'm Brett Favre now, I guess, of animation.
So,
That's a football joke for all those people who don't know that.
Yep.
Yeah, no one got it that listens to this.
I got it.
You know, for once, they actually made a football reference I got.
All right.
Yeah.
High five.
Weird.
For the record, that wasn't my hand hitting his. Just so everyone knows.
I like to think you just smacked Jonathan in the face.
Yeah. Miyazaki, no one is surprised about this because have you guys known that this is the 7th time he's declared that he's going to retire?
Yeah, I knew he had done it many times before.
Yeah, let's see. After Laputa in 1986 was the first time he said he was going to retire. And then again in 1992, 1997, 2001, 2004, 2008, and now 2013. So
like every like 3 to 4 years, pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
Because that's how long it takes to do one movie.
Yeah.
I'm not even surprised anymore.
No. Every time he announces more retirement, I'm just gonna call Brett Favre on that.
Yeah. I think it's just, like, he'll probably die in Studio Ghibli. So
I mean, why wouldn't he? It's his, you know.
So true.
Well, I mean, how amazing would that movie be? It's just like Miyazaki died doing this movie. And that's why the second half is crappy.
Yeah, and now and now Johnny Depp is in it.
Oh God. So,
that was a Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus joke.
Right.
Oh, you mean Colin Farrell?
Well, yeah, but Johnny Depp was in it too.
Yeah, I mean, they were all in it.
And so was Jude Law. Everybody should see that movie. It's good.
It was really good.
That's
when Heath Ledger died, so yeah. For those who didn't get that joke. It's funny now that we've explained it.
Our jokes are so good when we have to explain the punchlines.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll go.
Well, again, we just have that one person going, ha ha! And then, like, everybody else.
And then everyone else had turned the podcast off by then.
Yeah, they'll go wiki it and figure it out themselves. And then, you know, then you'll have smarter listeners, maybe.
I don't think that's what's happening at all.
No, I think you're completely right, Dylan.
Okay, now it's not our fault that they've turned off the podcast. You've successfully insulted all of our audience instead of just segregating someone to insult.
Like China.
Oh. What? I was advocating for them. At least it wasn't China.
Again.
I feel like the tagline of this show should just be always on the verge of racism.
with the subtitle, but it's okay because Glitch is here.
He's not, though.
He's not here today.
Yeah, so we have to play it.
Glitch is at MAGFest.
Yeah, Glitch is at MAGFest.
I'm super jelly. Just so he knows when he goes back and listens to this podcast, which he doesn't.
He better be plugging Wicked Anime over there.
He's not going to listen to this.
I was about to say, none of us listen to this unless we have to.
So next up in media news, have you guys seen the trailer for the live-action American Kite film?
No, but I
saw you posted it.
Yep. Yeah, I didn't watch it. Which, either. It was just Jonathan.
Which they are calling Kite.
Oh boy.
Yeah, there was the trailer that I posted was I got from Evan of the Boston Bastard Brigade. Link in the description. It had an intro by Samuel L. Jackson, and then there was a trailer, and then there was 7 minutes of clips from the movie, which were like all the good parts.
I've seen Kite, the original animation, and it's really good. I really don't know how well it's going to translate over. It did get an NC-17 rating, right?
No, I have no idea. I don't know what it's going to be. It's definitely going to be rated R because I saw the clip where the dude's head blew up when she shot it.
Oh, awesome.
Brilliant.
It almost wouldn't work if it's not NC-17 because the original is porn.
Yeah.
That's what that director does. He makes like a really good story, and then he's like, here are all the sex scenes, like, with, you know, everything in it. So, yeah. I mean, and it's about rapists. Like, that's what the movie is about. It's about rapists. And so, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, and...
I mean, they could pull off a rated R, but it wouldn't be as graphic as the original was.
And this isn't a spoiler because it's in, like, the first 5 minutes of the original, if you haven't seen it, that Samuel L. Jackson is playing that part of the rapist. So.
The guy who is, like, her protector, but is actually, like, secretly raping her.
Yeah, so...
he's secretly raping her.
Yeah, so, I don't
How
know, maybe
do
we're...
secretly rape some... No, well, nope, nope, that was a bad question. I'm just gonna let it go.
See,
I'm
now, sorry. Now our listeners are gonna Wikipedia that.
So, oh yeah,
I need to stop asking questions.
We're misusing the power, guys.
And for those of you who don't know, there is a cut version of Kite. So there is a version of Kite that is not the hentai version, but I haven't seen that one, so I don't know how well the story flows. And believe it or not, like, the whole point of it is, like, with, like, all the bad rated content. So it's actually really interesting to think, oh, like, I don't know. It seems like there'll be some major scene jumps.
So next up in news, this one's like half strange news. So, like, it's time for some strange news.
It's a question, everybody.
Yeah, there is a new island forming in Japan.
That is kind of weird.
Yeah, there's some volcanic activity going on, and they are getting a brand new island.
Is it a Street Fighter stage?
God, it totally needs to be.
Japan!
That was the airplane.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, it's just like Hawaii. Islands are forming all the time.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's getting so large that it's actually merging into another island. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's the strange part. Photographers that have had a chance to go over it and take pictures of it and everything like that, they have been calling it the Snoopy Island because it looks like Snoopy from...
It does kind of look like Snoopy from the Peanuts gang, not Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
His name is Snoop Lion now, so...
Yeah. Actually, he changed it again.
Yeah, I know. He's... Yeah, who knows what's going on.
And he's not retiring.
Snoop Bear.
Are you
kidding?
Snoop Crawfish. Just has like a Sentai crew of rappers that all have different names after animals.
That's going to be next season's Kamen Rider, Sean. Get on board.
The Snoop Riders.
I'm leaving everything.
So Japan has a new island and it looks like Snoopy.
Everybody wins.
That's as strange as it gets.
I don't know. Was that it? That's all we had.
That's pretty much it. But first, even though we're not doing...
All right, follow us on YouTube. Hit up the Facebook.
Real quick, though, even though we're not doing what we're watching this episode...
We're doing a little bit of what we're watching.
We'll do a little one.
Because something important happened, which was finally Space Dandy premiered on Adult Swim.
Or Toonami.
Yes.
A wild Space Dandy appears.
Well, isn't Adult Swim on Toonami?
Kind of.
Vice versa.
Yeah. It's like a weird Russian doll situation.
But anyways, have you heard the news that ever since Toonami went on Adult Swim, their ratings have been higher than they've been in 12 years?
No.
Color me surprised.
Yeah, right? Really.
So Space Dandy has kind of had,
very mixed reviews.
Yeah, like an entire spectrum of reviews. I'm all the way over to pretty much the right where I'm saying, oh, it was awesome. I enjoyed it the whole way through. And then we have some friends who are all the way to the left where they're like, I hated it. It was awful. Like, it was so disappointing, and I don't know what they're talking about.
I'm kind of in the middle. I think parts of it really worked for me, and then parts of it didn't really work. I definitely think it has a lot of potential.
One of the things, I really enjoyed all the characters. Space Dandy, I thought, was awesome. He made me laugh all the time. QT was a really good, like, texture character for
that's
Space
the robot,
Dandy.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And yeah, then, that was a cool character.
Yeah, and then basically when Meow showed up, they showed up so that they could make jokes about him.
Yeah, one thing that I didn't like about Meow is he just randomly, like, joins them, and there's, like, no talk about it. It's like one scene that they're trying to fight, sort of, and then the next scene he's just on Dandy's ship.
Kind of in the same way that Jar Jar Binks joined the Jedi's in Episode 1 of Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah, there's literally, like, no talk about it. It's just like...
Keith, what?
Anyway, I did not see Space Dandy, so I cannot give you an unbiased opinion at this point.
I did not either. Yeah.
All right, so Andrew, let's you and I talk about it. What did you have, like, a favorite part about it, or what do you think is going to be the coolest part in the future?
I think one of the coolest parts that's going to be in the future is because they didn't really touch on a continuous story yet.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there was a little bit of an allusion to it.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if they're going to start off the series by doing a kind of like a villain of the week kind of a thing.
Same way Cowboy Bebop works.
Yeah, where because it's about, you know, Space Dandy's a alien hunter. Because there's so many different species in the galaxy, he has to discover the new ones to get paid.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if it's just going to be, you know, he's going to find, you know, they jump to a different planet each time. You know, so that's kind of what I'm looking forward to is...
My speculation on that is I think it'll probably be along the lines of, like, he'll go to a planet for at least the beginning is that he'll find, like, new aliens. But I think that one guy that seems like he's going to be the bad guy is going to be the initial, like, antagonist of the series. And one thing I wanted to point out, I don't know if you noticed, the first, like, sort of bad guy that I'm talking about that they introduced, his ship... is the Statue of Liberty's head, and it's wearing a gag ball.
Yes, yes, I did know that. Yeah, I saw that. That was kind of,
I thought that was a little odd.
Yeah. No, I don't want to go into any spoilers. I just want you to know that, yes, Space Dandy had, like, a huge, you know, wide range, and I really enjoyed it. One of my favorite parts, I think, was when they were, When they warped through space and then they jumped into nowhere.
Yeah.
And like, so they were just like floating around in the middle of like in between space and then there's just like a space zipper that they just like zip them out of. And it's just like, oh, hey, we're at the planet now. I don't know. It was really weird. Kind of trippy. Mm-hmm. But, I do know what my absolute favorite thing about the show was the creature designs. They had
Bones.
I know, they had so many different designs of aliens.
Yeah, I think that's going to be one thing that's going to be really cool moving forward.
Yeah, and
I'm interested to see what other crew members might join Dandy's team.
Yeah, exactly. did you think it was funny, too, when they were on the planet at the end and, they sliced open that robot out of the side of the wall, and then it got vaporized by like the giant glob alien, and it gave the thumbs up like in Terminator 2.
No, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, that's what that joke was. As he was going down, he gets sucked into the vapor of the jelly monster, and it gives a thumbs up. Yeah. That was like at the end of Terminator 2.
Now I know what it means to cry.
Yeah.
It was a really odd, I think, first episode, because the first half was very sort of, some people criticize it as being slow, but it was just that it was sort of in one place, and there was a lot of boob jokes, and then the second half was like a really awesome action scene, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Well, and that was one of the things with the people saying that the first half was slow. I didn't find it slow at all. I actually really enjoyed the entire first half as well.
Yeah, I understand the criticism, but I mean, I sort of feel like first episodes for anything need a little bit of leeway there because they have to do a little bit of world building.
Initially, absolutely,
to set a foundation for the rest of the series. But yeah, I thought some of the jokes worked and some didn't really work. I feel like some of the jokes were like, since it aired here first, I wonder if they weren't like, what are those wacky Americans going to find funny?
And oh then they yeah, just, yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. You know what I mean.
I guess one last thing that I want to touch on before we move on to the next thing. The narrator of Space Dandy is the same exact narrator from Sergeant Frog. for those of you who have seen Sergeant Frog, it's the same exact character. Like, literally, the Funimation staff probably just got him because he was the Sergeant Frog narrator and just said, do the Sergeant Frog thing. Because it's the same exact thing where it's a fourth wall breaking narrator that that makes jokes about the show, which is exactly what they did for Sergeant Frog. So he's literally the same character. Same guy, same character.
So everyone check out Space Dandy. It'll probably be up to episode 2 or 3 by now.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody should follow our 3-episode rule.
Yes, yeah.
with any anime, you have to give it 3 episodes before you make a final judgment on it.
Yeah, whether or not you're gonna keep watching. But that's just the way we run it.
Yep. Okay, cool. So anybody have anything else to add real quick before we move on to
Sean? Yeah, you said you had something.
Oh yeah, started Kill la Kill.
Good.
Yeah. It is number 4 favorite anime ever, and it's quickly moving up.
Awesome. It is a good show.
How far did you get?
I'm on episode... I just finished episode 5.
Okay. Yeah. When you get around to episode, like, 10 or so, let us know and see what you think.
Because we may have to do a Kill la Kill episode.
It's true. No, that is very true. We can do a homework on Kill la Kill.
So.
That'd be awesome.
All right. Let's get to the meat.
It is time for Homework.
Oh, my God.
You've got to stop saying that. It sounds like you have, like, someone punching you in the throat.
Welcome, everybody, to the new section called Homework.
Called Vaguely Racist.
So hopefully you did your homework, because we kind of did our homework. And catch up on Attack on Titan, because we are going to, spoilers, talk about Attack on Titan.
Well, there's a lot that we have already said that, you know, doesn't need to be repeated about Attack on Titan. Like, to summarize, is that it's the show that bridged the gap between Japanese animation and American TV.
Yeah, American audiences.
It's kind of like the way that, you know...
Because it kind of exploded on the internet. Like, it was kind of an internet sensation. Where, like, it created a whole bunch of American memes and popularity and people being like, what is this show?
The first volume of the manga, it was the number one selling book for October last year.
Yep.
Wow.
Wow. Well,
yeah, number one selling book. Like, yeah. It's big.
And now, now that season one has ended entirely, they're actually still releasing OVAs. They released the first one not too long ago, which is about Levi.
I don't want to watch it.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I know all you females like Levi so much, but I'm sorry. He's just not that interesting of a character. I mean, he's cool. He's a badass.
He's an epic badass.
Yeah, but like, it's just like an episode about Levi. I want to learn about the story. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Oh my god! The anime was so good.
Okay. See now, okay. So you say the anime was so good, and I agree. Now, but what did you think about the entire first half? Because remember, Sean, Wicked Anime has coined the whole phrase of your anime thinks you're dumb. How dumb did Attack on Titan make you feel with all its recapping?
Okay, it recapped a lot. I will definitely give it to you. But there was so much that happened in every episode. Like, there was a lot going on. And they
except
have,
for Titans.
And it, well, yeah, but the thing is with a story that deviates from, like, normal life as much as Attack on Titan does, there is a lot of exposition I felt that they had to get through, and they kind of had to really nail it down to make sure everybody was on the same playing field when they got to the, like, when they finally left the walls. Like, mm-hmm. it was important that everybody understood the rules of what Titans were, what happens when you fight Titans, and, like, on top of all of those things, you also had to understand all of the relationships between the characters, because this anime is all about interpersonal relationship. Everything is about how everybody else relates to everybody else. On top yep. of, you also had to understand the rules for... Oh, God, I just forgot the main character's name.
Aaron Yeager, because
if you don't understand everything about Yeager, you don't understand anything about what's going on at the, like, toward the end, because everything is setting up rules. It's all setting up the rules for the universe. I don't think you're going to get nearly as much recap as you're going to from this point forward. I think it's actually going to be a much more unforgiving anime.
But one of the problems I had was they used like the first 5 minutes of each episode to recap what happened last time, and I did not forget what happened last time.
Episode by episode?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, I feel like not everyone would have been as easily kept up. Like, Blair was very thankful for, like, that little 5-minute recap. Because even though we watched multiple episodes in a row, we did not watch everything all at once. Like, there was a couple weeks there where we would watch, like, one or two episodes and then go do something else. And then we'd watch another couple of episodes and then go do something else. Just because it was an emotional roller coaster. You couldn't watch more than, like, one or two episodes without having a friggin' anxiety attack.
I don't think that the recaps at the beginning of a TV series it should be that highly criticized, because so many shows do that.
No, and I agree, but I just don't think they have to be that long.
Okay.
Because they were like 5 minutes each. You could have summed up what happened in the last episode without going on for that long.
See, and I disagree, because like Battlestar Galactica did that all the time.
And the old one or the new one?
The new Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
Had really long recaps as well.
Yeah,
but again, another show that had a lot going on, had a lot of exposition to always keep everybody up to date on.
But that's another thing too, is that like Breaking Bad, which is more recent. Yeah, so it had 30 seconds to a minute and 30 seconds, and that show was an hour and a half per episode. You know, mm-hmm. So I guess there's just ways of doing it.
I think it depends on like the showrunner and the creators, because I think some shows lend itself to. Like, it makes sense to recap, and some shows absolutely need that, and some don't. I don't know. I mean, I think it's a bit odd to criticize the fact that a show recaps itself, but...
Then there's the issue of, Sean, did you watch episode 13.5?
I did.
Yeah,
Because I had to. I mean, it was... But it was also a midpoint in the series. Like, it was a good time. I hated it as well, but, like... Again, this was another thing where, like, I saw it from the other point of view, because Blair hadn't been watching as consistently.
Yeah.
And when we got to it, she was like, oh, okay. That, like, it gelled everything together before the jump off the cliff.
Because what I was thinking was, you know, well, now that you've given me a 5-minute preview per episode, is episode 13.5 really that necessary?
Yeah, right. Because, I mean, because the Gurren Lagann did the same exact thing, except they called that one episode 12. Which was just I wanted to pry my eyes out with a spoon. Oh my gosh. Like, it was just so painful that they wasted an entire episode, which means that it aired on TV and you had to wait another week before you got an actually new episode.
This is for the benefit of people that aren't regular watchers like us. You really need to take these things in, I really feel like everybody needs to take these things in a context. No, that episode wasn't for you and I and everyone, you know, like the people like us. It was more for the casual watcher. And it's something you have to do to maintain ratings. It's, you know, it's how TV gets made.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks. No. I'm in agreement. I hate recap episodes just as much as everybody else. I just take them with a grain of salt because I understand, like, they have a function. They're not just there as filler.
I think the only thing worse than a recap episode to me is a recap episode that has original content in it, because then you have to actually
forced to watch it.
Yeah, so that you're forced to watch it, so that you can see the characters be like, oh yeah, I remember that. Hey, that was new. Like,
I mean, other than that, I have been absolutely stunned by the adult take on everything, the unflinching look at violence in anime. And yep. Just like the fantastic character development in this show, been so good.
And believe it or not, Sean, I'm actually surprised to hear you say fantastic character development, because there are so many reviewers across the internet that have criticized it for saying how shallow each character is.
Really?
Yes, and because they want to build such a huge world. That it's more about the world and the Titans rather than the character. It's just the characters that live in it.
Okay. And my argument against that is, when you have an ensemble cast like this, you can only devote so much time to each character.
Exactly.
So part of doing that, and part of the smart way of doing that, is you sometimes have to use tropes to get people to accept the character without having to explain everything about them quickly. But as we go, we do see the characters grow and change.
Yeah. You know? Which character do you think changed the most?
Oh.
I have an answer.
Yeah, I have an answer.
I think it's Gene.
Yeah, I would Gene's right.
He was my favorite character to watch.
He was. Surprisingly so, actually.
What is it, Aaron? Link in the description to what is it, Aaron.
See, again. It's funny you say that because, like, I don't think the main three characters are the ones we need to watch for growth. Because the show's all about, like, those three overcoming everything.
Yeah.
So their roles are fairly set. We're going to see awesome growth out of the side characters.
Yeah, because but everybody else is,
which makes their change important.
Well, and actually, that's interesting because they're not expendable. Well, they're not really expendable because you get attached to them. They're not fodder characters. They're actually characters that you learn to like and understand, and then they take them away from you.
Yeah,
and that's when you're like, what? Yeah, then that's when you're like, what the hell?
Actually, my greater example is it's like John Carpenter's The Thing.
Oh yeah. Well, and that's something I was really glad that they did. I mean, and they cheesed it up a lot when they killed, like, when, okay, spoilers.
Dumbledore.
when Aaron gets eaten by the Titan, I thought he had died. I'm not even kidding. I was like, well, because, like, 14 other people had died right before him. I thought they were setting that up.
It wasn't just when he died. It's he died and then the episode ended.
Yeah. You're like,
so you're just like, and then, so you're sitting there and you're like,
I almost threw my keyboard. I was so pissed.
Speaking of which, Dylan, how far have you gotten?
Episode 3.
Okay, so he didn't get that far.
Yes. No, I did like it a little bit more than when I first saw the first episode. I really didn't like any characters in the first episode, which is one reason why I didn't really want to continue watching it. But I do, now that within like the second and third episode that Aaron sort of has his vendetta against the Titans, I don't know. I like him slightly more.
Has he used the 3D maneuver trousers yet?
Yeah, the third episode was the one where he had the faulty equipment.
Yeah,
which was like it was a good episode, yeah, but it was so pointless.
I really enjoy that episode, but
no, that episode served a purpose. What you do? Okay. If you missed,
he found out he was really good at it.
Exactly, because what's her name is fucking amazing at everything. So you start to think that he's just terrible, and the only thing that's keeping him going is like just pure pluck at this point. And then you find out he's just that good.
Which I thought was so stupid that like the guy in charge of the military was like, "Yeah, we need to add this to the checklist to make sure this stuff works right now." like that wasn't already part of the checklist.
Making sure everything works.
Yeah, check. Exactly. Yeah, you know this thing we're going to suspend human beings with? Yeah, we don't need to check that. Let's just, you know, toss it on them.
We're just going
to
run with it. We're good.
They'll be cool. Head injuries aren't that bad.
All right, so as far as they're not wearing helmets. As far as a shtick goes for an anime, the maneuver gear might be one of my favorites.
Oh yeah, that was really cool.
Even though it defies all physics, that is
one thing I did like about the show. Even at the very beginning, was Japan especially is really good at coming up with neat contraptions for things.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
even if they don't really seem like they would work that well in real life, but it's still a really cool idea.
They made you believe it worked.
Yeah totally.
And that's really all you need. As long as your audience says, "Yeah, okay," then that's all you need.
It took me right over what's it called, the suspense of disbelief. You know, I went right through it. I was like, okay, they shoot cables out of their hips, and yeah, that seems like a viable way to fight Titans. Despite the fact that we're guys with cannons over there.
Spinning Levi, however.
Oh my god, was so cool.
I kind of thought that was just, that one kind of took me out of the realm of believability.
Have you guys seen the memes on the internet of just spinning Levi?
I don't think I've seen any memes for Titan.
They just put him on things and he's like spinning.
People have made like giant cutouts and put him on fans and stuff like that and just spun Levi around.
Look, you can make fun of it all you want, but as he was doing it, you were like, no!
But I mean, like, and that was the whole thing.
Stop making fun of the things you love.
I'm not making fun of it. It was just so Deus Ex Machina in that situation.
Well, I mean, he was supposed to be, I mean, a supreme Titan killer. Like, yeah. And this was the first instance we see him actually go toe-to-toe with a Titan. I mean, yeah, I want to see him do something.
I want to see Mikasa beat the crap out of Levi.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Coming.
I want to see them fight.
Because Levi is stealing her boyfriend.
Now, see, the thing is, that was actually another thing you said. You said, I want to see that coming. I'm wondering if you have to read the manga for that, because this initially was slated for 50 episodes, and they cut it at 26.
Okay.
So, I'm wondering if, because there's no way they would cancel something this popular.
Oh, no. I'm just sure it's a grab to draw it out and make more money off of it. I mean, we ended up with three Hobbit movies. You see how this works.
Yeah, I mean, it was supposed to run for an entire year, you know, and then
we were supposed to still be watching it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's they, for whatever reason, decided to split it up.
I guess. Yeah. I mean,
I'm okay with it. I kind of needed a break after that last episode.
Really? Yeah. Because
they didn't. They.
I know. They didn't explain anything.
There's no break needed. You need to learn stuff.
Okay. And I have to say, even though this was probably a marketing ploy or something else of that nature, I can honestly say the fact that it ended without explaining anything was probably the greatest decision ever.
They pulled bones.
Yeah. So then let's right here, this is the point where we should stop analyzing and just start talking about the show.
Okay.
Dylan, now you can jump in. We're going to start with episode one.
Saw it.
Yeah.
Check.
Now, you said that you actually didn't find any of the characters interesting. I'm actually the opposite, where I was interested in the characters right away, where they introduced them. And I'm like, oh, these characters are cool. I want to see what more stuff that they can do. And then, you know, I thought the fact that episode one, they put you right into the chaos. The sense of chaos that they created was great.
And real. Like,
yeah, like, it was very real.
It was panicky, and it was just, oh.
And then you were thinking to yourself, oh, you know, they probably, you know, they kill Titans all the time. There's no way these Titans can be that powerful. And then the sheer fear that they showed of the Titans and how powerful they actually were, you were kind of like, oh, crap, maybe killing Titans
And again, it's everything is an extreme. They weren't just powerful, they were like, unrelentingly powerful.
Yeah.
I mean, just overwhelmingly terrifying. And even the things that were designed to kill them were still, you know, like the between the cannons and the soldiers with the maneuver gear, like everything just seemed like it was just trying to throw rocks at the tide.
Yeah. And the basement, man.
You just need to know what's going on.
They introduced the basement in episode one, yeah.
So everybody knows, the nothing has happened with the basement, even in the manga. Yeah, at this point,
they do not even touch the basement.
Dude, they still have to retake a whole section of the wall before they can get there.
I know.
You guys should have known that going into this, that it wasn't going to go well.
So basically, you know, they introduce the main three characters.
Can we talk about that for a second? Because I think that it was weird the way they introduced the characters. Like, the way that Eren was perfect. I thought that the way they introduced Eren was fine. The way they introduced Mikasa, where she single-handedly threw Eren at a wall overhand with, you know, and is... That was weird, you know, the fact that she's like a 7-year-old girl, just like...
She was older than seven.
Completely manhandling Eren by like one arm throwing him at a wall, over the shoulder. And then...
It's called a shoulder toss.
Well, yeah, but...
that far?
But no, yeah, the way that it happened...
Have you never
like,
shoulder tossed someone?
Not throwing a human like a baseball. No.
You've never done it the way I do it. So.
But then
you just got to go with a smaller person.
Yeah, but then Armin. Armin, I didn't think was going to be a main character. I thought he was just going to be in episode one.
Is that the blonde guy?
Yeah.
You could throw Armin like a baseball.
Yeah,
don't like him.
Yeah, like,
you'll
yeah,
grow
I
to
thought,
like him, Dylan. I think you'll actually like him a lot as the story goes on. What?
Subjective.
Really?
He grows some balls, but he
Easily the smartest person in the show.
He's easily the smartest person of all, but I wish he would. But I wish he would, you know, not be Harmon.
Oh, come on. No. I mean, like, just because you are incredibly smart or incredibly does not always mean you are incredibly brave.
He's a
character with depth. He has shortcomings.
Yeah, I know, but I wish they wouldn't dwell on it for as long as they do, because, like, it takes entire episodes for him to make decisions.
Okay. Have you ever... I've been around people that are incapable of making decisions in stressful situations. I'm just like, nope, that's like them. Like, he's the guy you have to slap to get to do anything.
He likes to cry a lot.
He does cry quite a bit. I'd have to slap him, I'd be honest.
Overall, though, I did enjoy the first episode, where it wrapped up making me say, like, holy crap, this show is something.
Well, and see, that was what was interesting for me, because episode one happened and I really enjoyed it, and then the continuing episodes were a little bit slower, still enjoyed it, though, because even though we kind of bust on episode three, I still enjoyed it because it introduced you to all the other characters.
Okay, you know what hooked me? What finally just had me to where I could not stop watching was the episode once Aaron had joined the military and the Armored Titan showed up again.
Yeah.
And that whole him...
The Colossal Titan, you mean.
The Colossal Titan, yeah. At the gate, and he and the Colossal Titan went toe-to-toe. Well, kind of toe-to-toe. Like, Aaron went in maneuver gear. But it was just like the fact that, like, the Colossal Titan... Aaron, or Dylan, earmuffs.
You can spoil whatever you want.
Okay.
When the Colossal Titan disappears. I might continue watching it, but I don't know.
Okay. Well, the Colossal Titan disappears, and you're like, okay, now something's going on. It's not just people versus Titans. There is a larger force in play.
Yes, which we'll get into later in the discussion.
Yes.
Definitely.
I even sort of thought that in the first episode, when it just appears out of, like, what sounds like a lightning bolt.
The episode I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
and...
Because I sort of anticipated that something was good, like, there was a cause for it, like, someone summoned it, or some other higher power sent it, or something like that.
And see, we know what it is, but because you haven't watched far enough, you don't know what
it
is.
Actually, you don't know what it is at all. No one does at this point.
But you know...
You know something.
Yeah, you know who's doing it.
No, you don't.
We'll talk about it later. We will talk about it when we get that far. We'll talk about it.
What's the girl that likes to eat a lot? Because I'm just a huge fan of her.
I don't know her name, actually. I forget her name.
She's referred to as the glutton.
Yeah, or potato girl.
Or potato girl.
Yeah.
She's super adorable, and I like her.
Okay, yeah. Hey, real quick. Everybody's character crush, round table.
mine's actually Mikasa.
Mine's Mikasa, too.
I have no idea what their names are, and I think I've only been introduced to, like, two of them.
I know you've been introduced to everybody.
Well, let me get Sean. Let me get Sean.
Mikasa. It's
Colossal Titan?
Yeah, it's the chick. Annie? It's the chick Titan.
Yeah, that's mine.
Oh, spoilers.
Yeah, I like Annie. I think she's cool.
Yeah,
she's
okay. Cool. So I agree there, but I definitely fell in love with Mikasa. But everybody knows that already. Everybody who's listened to the podcast already knows that.
See, and I feel all the characters, Mikasa is the only one that comes off as flat.
See, and you're right, but she has a purpose because I feel like they explained it in her backstory where she's kind of messed up.
Well, so, I mean, her job is going to be, like, what they're setting her up for, don't you?
I'm Aaron's boyfriend?
No. All right, well, yeah, so maybe. Aaron's a Titan that occasionally goes out of control. Spoilers. And Mikasa is very quickly becoming the best Titan Slayer ever.
Oh, where she's going to have to
She's
going
to have to
Aaron.
Kill him or do something.
See,
but they've already done that. Like, Armin already did that.
Yeah, and
that was actually, Armin. I'm talking about, this is Final Confrontation stuff. I'm talking about rules of storytelling.
Okay, so we've totally shattered the order right now.
Yep.
Spoilers. Aaron's a Titan.
I think I actually knew that, too, because I saw someone sculpted a 3D model of him as a Titan.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. So you find out that Aaron, when he inflicts pain on himself, turns into the Titan. But then later in the series, you find out that it's not just him inflicting pain on himself. He has to have a goal.
Like, so is he kind of like the Hulk?
Kinda, because he has to have a thought in his mind of this is what I need to do.
Yeah,
and then
he has to have a mission.
Yeah, and then when he turns into the Titan, that's all he can do. He can't do anything else.
Right,
because if he doesn't have a mission, he just goes off the handle.
Yeah. Well, because example number one is when he died, he was like, I hate all the Titans, I'm going to kill all the Titans. He becomes a Titan, and he kills all the Titans, he hates all the Titans. Yeah, and then the second episode that he becomes a Titan, where they have to move the rock to block the wall, right before he turns into a Titan, he has a fight with Mikasa, and he's like, Mikasa, I need you to back off. And then he turns into a Titan, and he makes Mikasa back off.
Yeah, and then Armin is like, no, 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 you move that rock.
Yeah, so and then Armin changes his mind while he's trying to kill Mikasa.
And then shortly after that, not shortly, it was more like episodes after that, when they introduced the new Titan, the female Titan. This is after they've all joined the Survey Corps, and who was
so freaking proud of everyone.
That was it. It was like, well, they can't walk away from the Survey Corps or there's no story.
About all the side characters who were like, no, I'm not doing it. And then, like, everybody ended up staying, including Gene.
And except for Annie.
But that's story related.
That is very story related. And that's what I'm talking about, is that's where you know where the special Titans come from. All right, once again, major spoilers. You find out that, well, after you find out that, you know, Eren can turn into Titan, you find out that other people can turn into the Titans. Which means when the Colossal Titan showed up in episode one, that means there was somebody there. Like, somebody was already there at the wall when he transformed into the Colossal Titan.
But this is what we don't know. We don't know who it was.
We don't know who it was.
We don't know why. And we don't know who's pulling the strings.
I can't imagine this. I mean, if you've been on the internet, you've probably had it spoiled for you that there is a female Titan in the show. And if you've seen the female Titan from episode one, when she first showed up onto the scene, I said,
That's Annie. Yeah, it was so obvious.
And I knew it. And then when they revealed it, it was like, oh, it's Annie. This is the last episode. It's Annie. I was like, yeah, thanks. Welcome to the party. TV show, I knew that, because I mean, it looks like her. It just looks like her. So you find out that Annie's a Titan,
and she's also like a muscle Titan in the same way that the Colossal Titan is structured. Eren is a little different.
Eren's like a normal Titan.
Yeah,
more of a normal Titan. He's still got health ears.
But every Titan has a different purpose. And you haven't found out what Eren's purpose as a Titan is. Because, you know, there's the Colossal Titan, there's the Armored Titan, there's Annie's Titan, and then there's Eren's Titan.
And then there are Titan Titans.
Yeah, then there are the small Titans that we don't know where they came from or why they exist.
The fact that it's gross that they don't actually digest anything.
Yeah, they just eat them.
They just eat them and then barf them up like owls.
Yeah. This was spoiled for me on the internet. It's not really a spoiler.
Damn you, internet.
There's another Titan that's going to show up later in the series. And it's like a giant, fat, hairy Titan. It's a Titan covered in hair.
If I knew anything about football, I'd say someone's name who plays for the Titans, but I don't know anything about football.
Tennessee Titans football joke.
Yeah, go. There you go. Insert.
So, yeah, there's still a lot of information we don't know.
Because we haven't read the manga.
Yeah, which I'm actually thinking about doing. It might be an interesting read just to find out.
Probably. Because we could at least find out, you know, maybe where does Eren's father go, you know, or where has he gone? Because we haven't seen him in...
Yeah, we haven't seen him in 26 episodes. Unless it's explained in the OVA and I just haven't watched it yet.
Haven't watched the OVA?
I haven't. I just know what it's about, and it's about, like... A journal Levi's reading out of, or something like that, like Levi's journal, and it's recapping stuff.
I remember you guys mentioning Levi.
I don't know if this goes along with character crush, probably not. But who's your favorite character overall?
Oh, that's easy. I said before, Gene. Gene's my favorite character.
Favorite character.
I don't like any of them right now, really. Aaron's slightly okay. Yeah. I'll go with Colossal Titan.
The reason why I like Gene was actually from the first episode that you meet him, when he talks about trust between people, where like he sees Mikasa put her hand on Eren's back and he doesn't flinch, and then like he's wondering what their kind of relationship is, and he just reaches his hand out and touches the back of another soldier and he flips out. Yeah. And so it was like, so they have a bond that's different than than all the rest of us. Like, I thought that was cool, the way that they did that.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really this to me is one of those shows where I don't have a favorite character. I'm not watching it for one person.
If there was an Attack on Titan game, much built like Dynasty Warriors, who would you play as?
Probably the scientist chick from the Survey Corps, because she's a psychopath.
Yeah.
But then your kill count would be very low. Like everybody out of the Survey Corps, like the Levi, the captain.
And yeah, like the extended cast, basically.
Yeah, I just they seem like they did a really good job gelling them together before you get like they feel like they existed before the main cast show up, and I really appreciated that.
And I agree. They really do feel like they already existed, which they didn't just pop in.
Yeah, I was really sad when some of that happened.
Yeah, right. When that's when okay. Now we're gonna go back into spoilers. When back to Annie, or the female Titan, they took those characters that you're like, okay, these characters are gonna be important. They're gonna show us how cool they are, and they just die.
Yep.
They don't even give them anything. They're just dead. And I was actually really upset about that. Not in a bad way, like in a good way, because that was like, holy crap, whoa, you know.
Yeah. Well, it gave you a real sense of war, where like, you know, when you're in the fight with somebody, anybody can die at any moment.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who you are.
There's nobody out there who has extra lives. Like, just because you're a general doesn't mean that you're gonna live longer than your troops. You know, it gave that kind of realistic thing.
But the fact that like, and you could tell, like, I know one of those things is like, this show rewards you for expecting things. Either it rewards you for like getting it right, or it rewards you in showing you how a different way something could have gone. Like, I kind of like that about it. Like, when they were leading the Titan, like they were trying to trap the female Titan. Like, at first you thought it was just they were legitimately doing a survey run, and they were trying a new method. And then you realize that everything was leading up to a trap. And then when they finally spring the trap, you're like, oh my god, that was awesome! You know? That whole, like, four episodes was just the best.
I feel like Levi kind of killed his men, though.
It's war?
No, it absolutely is, but I felt like they would have, Annie would have, I keep calling her Annie, the female Titan, I mean, everybody already, we already spoiled it. I feel like Annie would have kept chasing them regardless of whether or not people were trying to kill her or not.
I mean, it was just we don't know how cogent Annie is inside the Titan. We know she's more aware of what's going on than Aaron, but we don't know how much more.
Yeah, that is very true. But it seems like she
definitely has an understanding, because like the part where she gets captured and then Levi, you know, like jumps onto her shoulder and is like whispering into her ear all the horrible things that like they're going to do to her.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, she flips out. Like, Eren wouldn't... That wouldn't have happened to Eren Titan.
I mean, I don't know. It's they haven't answered those questions yet. It looks like, at this point, we're not getting any questions out of Annie.
In the anime.
Oh, that sucked. I hated that. Like, I mean...
Oh, no, I no, loved I, it. Are you I'll kidding? Say that. Everything in the show is about the futility of war. Like, you cannot win. Like, that. I mean, that's what I take away from it. That, like, all of this straight-up fighting ends in everybody dying. The only way that they're going to succeed in any of this is they're going to have to start thinking outside the box. And that is everything that, like, Armin has been doing, Aaron has been doing, the garrison commander and the survey commander. I mean, that's what I keep getting as the lesson. You have to keep switching up the game. Because if you keep fighting the war, you just end up becoming the monsters you're fighting. Stop fighting the war. That's the only way they can win. They have to just win from another direction.
Yeah, Obama.
Damn hippies.
I had to say something eventually.
Fair enough.
So overall, I'm really looking forward to more content. I really want things to be... I want something to be explained so I can be like, oh, crap, what about that?
And for the love of God, please make a video game that I can use the maneuver gear in.
They are. They're making one for the 3DS.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah,
yes, I don't have a 3DS.
I do. I have a 3DS.
Why can't you make PC games anymore, anyone?
I think right now it's Japanese Attack on Titan, but because of the popularity, I can't imagine they wouldn't port it.
Right.
I guess it looks like you can play you can play as Eren, Mikasa, or Armin.
Yeah, well, it's a fairly new announcement, so I'm pretty sure they're going to add more people.
I hope they do, but I'm going to play as Mikasa anyway. But you're probably going to get different bits of the story as you play as each character.
Right. I'm just saying, that maneuver gear. And I'm terrified of heights, and that stuff just looks fun.
I have a feeling that the game is going to work a lot like the Spider-Man 2 for PS2.
Oh, yeah. Did.
That'd be cool. That was good stuff. Love to see Sean using maneuver gear. That would be one of the greatest things.
He came in like a wrecking
just
ball.
Flying at 45 miles an hour, 3 feet off the ground.
All his arms and legs are just flailing behind him.
Oh, that was something else I did appreciate about this, was that, like, the things that were designed to kill the Titans were just as much a liability half the time. Like, they broadcast where you're going, which is bad. And then two, like, when Annie, as the female Titan, picks up the one dude, just spins him in his freaking yeah. gear, and you know everyone just cringed as they were watching that.
Speaking of which, have you seen the cosplays of, like, the female Titan where, like, all of them have that? They have, like, a little minifigure tied to a string that all the cosplayers, like, swing around.
I'll have to go check that out, because that was so gut-wrenching. It was just... God. When Annie killed someone, she did it in, like, the meanest way possible.
She really did. They made
Annie
just... She
killed a horse!
No, she really just killed everybody in, like... It was brutal.
Yeah.
And that's what that's what the Gundam director was like. I disapprove of this. It was how violent it was.
Like, Dylan, how unnecessary. For no other reason, get farther into the show just so you can watch the exquisite violence.
I'm sure that somebody's going to edit a video of it together.
Yeah, I mean, sure, dude. I just watch hours of that. I mean, Annie just wrecking people. Oh.
So we're kind of coming up on a good stopping point for this. Any theories?
Oh, yeah, plenty.
Yeah,
these are strictly based off of us just seeing the anime. So manga people, give us a break. This is my theory.
You and your pretentious reading.
My theory is actually pretty obvious and probably the way that it's going to go, if I do say so myself, which was that Eren's father, because, I mean, Eren's father was the one who was the one injecting him with stuff to turn him into a Titan, is going off to the secret factory farther than the woods, and he's pumping out Titans, you know, just to attack.
That doesn't make any sense.
What do you think's in the basement?
Who cares? They're never going to get to it.
We hoped you would forget about that by now.
That doesn't make any sense, because the Titans were attacking before he had ever left the walls.
It doesn't mean there weren't people before him.
Okay, I'm just saying, I think he's dead.
You think Eren's father's dead?
I'm almost positive he's dead.
Well, I mean, so that's not out of the realm of possibility either. Let's say that the Titan factory has killed everybody. I mean, I've seen theories going around online that obviously Titans were created by humans, and right. that they were supposed to be a weapon of some sort that was meant to help humans, but instead it turned against them.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting that too. I'm thinking it's more along the lines of the people in the capital. There's someone there that has to know what's going on.
The ones with the thickest walls.
Yep. Yep, you also have to remember, there's a lot of, like, social and class divide, too, in this series.
Yeah.
And I don't think that that's just for show. I think that there is definitely something going on. I mean, especially because you have three branches of the military, like, it's, like, everything is being set up that there's going to be an interior war, in addition to the war with the Titans.
That's very true, too. It could be an entire arc where Titans stop showing up and it's just people fighting people.
Hell, I don't even think the Titans are going to stop showing up. I just think it's going to be bedlam.
Well, I mean, like, there's going to be a point where there's going to be 3D maneuver gear fighting 3D maneuver gear, which would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, there almost kind of was when Annie transformed out of the Titan and was fighting the Survey Corps.
Yeah, well, that's true, but
that was more of an ambush.
Yeah, was there, like, parts where, you know, like, because I could imagine fight scenes where, like, people are cutting each other's cords, and then, like, somebody flying into a building because of that, or, like...
God, that'd be so
or,
cool.
Or somebody, like, somebody being cut in half by a sword going at 5 Gs, you know,
Or cut by a wire.
Yeah, or cut by a
like, the beginning of Ghost Ship.
Yeah.
All right, so I got a question for you guys. This is a fun one.
Yeah.
So if you guys existed in this universe, what part of this would you be?
Dead?
Yeah. I see a supreme confidence in your abilities, Dead.
Probably. I don't know. I definitely wouldn't be brave enough to be in the Survey Corps, that's for sure.
Yeah, I would like to think that I'm that cool, but I'm not. I would like to imagine that I would be broadcasting wicked anime to all the people about the Titans.
I don't know. Maybe I have to see my mom be eaten by a Titan before I'd make that decision.
But see, I can already tell you, like, I'd be a member of the garrison. You know, we all know that I'd be one of the dudes on the cannon.
Either that or a blacksmith.
Well, I mean, that's where I'm going with that. Is this is me and one other guy going, "What the fuck? Just shoot them!"
and I have way too much pride to be, you know, to wimp out and be a military police. So I would probably be garrison as well if I had to join a part of the Corps, if not just be
a baker.
You know, well, because I mean, they still have jobs, so people still work within this place. So I would imagine that I probably wouldn't be a military police or any kind of officer. I'd probably just live in the world, work.
Okay.
I'd probably be like a mobile video game developer, something like that.
Designing mobile apps.
Yeah.
And then you'd be burned at the stake for being a witch.
You're where to find the best bread app.
Which walls to stay away from app. a Titan identification app. Yeah. No, that's definitely a 15 meter. We need to leave.
The Titan Dex.
The Titan Dex.
Titan Index. Ah. See? I'd be pretty good at this.
Well, I was just curious because I've had this discussion with a few of my friends, and everybody seems to universally agree that not only would they not let me in the Survey Corps, they would not let me in the military police.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen enough of the show to make a serious decision.
I don't think that you've ever made a serious decision about any speculation
about
you've
anything,
made on the show.
Yeah, you can say that.
None of us chose Survey Corps, so that's all we know.
I just don't think they'd let me go with them. I hate horses. I don't like heights.
Yeah. So you'd be a garrison cannon?
Hell yes.
The dude standing on top of the wall.
I can handle that. At least I have solid wall beneath me. Also, I have a cannon.
You know how they climb down from the wall, right?
A ladder.
Like they climb down from the wall, like with the 3D maneuver gears.
No, I'm bringing a tent with me.
This is where I stay now.
I'm going to stand there until I die. Or until the Titans die and someone takes me down unconscious.
Yeah, punch me in the mouth, man.
I'm like the B.A. Baracus of Attack on Titan. There's got to be ladders somewhere.
Or stairs.
I don't know. Ladders that high up would still be pretty scary for someone who's afraid of heights.
Oh, yeah.
Getting on and off of a ladder at a really high height can be quite nerve-wracking.
Yeah. Good point.
It's pretty high. You'd be climbing that ladder for like 20 minutes, too.
You know what? Nope. I think Dylan's right. I think I'd be just working for like the military. Like, I'd just be building things. Yo, dog, check out this new maneuver gear.
It won't break, just like you said on this checklist.
Oh, the checklist. Damn it. I forgot about something.
They're really cracking down on us now.
Well, I'm not in charge of the training gear, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
But that was fun. Okay.
Yeah. We'll see how our fans like this, and we'll see if we'll continue to do some more homework in the...
if you did like this, suggest some shows that we should do this for.
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
None of them should be on Host Club High School or whatever.
Or Close High School or Close Club.
Well, we will tell you whether or not we can actually talk about the series because, I mean, of course, we'll have to do homework on it, but we do homework, you do homework.
Something we would want to do homework on is the point.
I don't know. Something where we could rant for 45 minutes of how bad a show is. That seems like good podcasting. Yeah. Do anything old or new. If it's even something that's only had 3 episodes out, we'll talk about it. You know, we'll talk about the 3
episodes.
Like I said,
I feel like Kill la Kill might be in our future.
Oh, Kill la Kill will definitely be in our future.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. No, actually, we're moving on to doing some fan service.
Which we only had a little bit of fan service.
Yeah, just one from Tumblr, and it was from a while ago. But we did respond to this. Whoa, wait a second.
Oh, we got a new one.
Okay.
So, first up is from our Wicked fan, Gerardo. A question just asking what our favorite series of 2013 was.
Now, I did send him a response, but the only people who really responded, because the only people who really watched, was me, you, and Sean. Oh, and he said, if it's hard to just pick one, do top three, which I did enjoy a couple of them. So, for me, it was Outbreak Company, Kill a Kill... Oh, wow. You know what? He said all of 2013, because now that I think about it, because Danganronpa was one of them. I really like Danganronpa.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, Gerardo, I'm changing my answer. Because I just did the winter or the fall season ones. I didn't even think of that.
I can add one to mine.
Okay.
Because I was definitely Attack on Titan, Kill the Kill so far, and Gargantia on the planet.
Yes, that was the other one I said, was Gargantia. Yep.
Because Gargantia was gorgeous.
Yeah, Gargantia was awesome.
I never finished it.
It was good.
You owe it to yourself.
Sean, have you seen all the OVAs?
I have not. Are there OVAs?
There's like two or three of them now.
I'll have to check them out.
Some of them are good. Some of them... one of them was pretty cool. It was just like an extra episode.
This is my thing about OVAs. Like, they just... Consistently, they just seem to kind of suck.
Yeah, I agree. Where they should kind of fill you in on some more content, they're kind of just filler stuff. One of them was filler. One of them was about the entire journey of the general, the guy in the other.
Okay, well, see, that I kind of want to see.
But I watched it, and I felt like in the series, they already explained his story well enough where you kind of understood what he was doing in that last episode.
Okay.
You know, and so when watching that episode, I felt like it was really unnecessary. But you should watch it for yourself.
Okay, I will.
And my favorite of 2013, while not all of them are necessarily series, it's pretty much everything Trigger has done. Yeah. I loved Little Witch Academia. That was probably the favorite. Even though it was just a short movie, it wasn't a series. That is probably my favorite thing that came out.
Yeah, that was really
cool. Inferno Cop was amazing.
Inferno Cop was freaking awesome.
And I can't wait for Inferno Cop 2. And then Kill a Kill. Yeah.
Studio Trigger just...
They killed it this year.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I don't think I have one, because I don't think I finished a series in 2013.
Did you watch Inferno Cop?
No.
No? You should watch Inferno Cop. It only takes about a half hour to see that whole series.
Yeah, maybe I should.
Okay. So Dylan doesn't have an answer.
No answer.
And so then we actually got another Tumblr ask right at the beginning of this recording, apparently. But
yeah,
everybody
right?
is like, what is everyone's favorite anime...
Animal sidekick. So what's your favorite animal sidekick in anime?
Gut reaction is Ein, but let me think.
Does Haruka Harahara count?
No, but you know who does count? Takun the cat, which is probably my favorite.
Hmm.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, I said the wrong thing. I meant, does Aisha Clan count?
Aisha Clan.
I guess it kind of could, technically.
She is, I don't know, you have to be more specific, Anonymous.
I don't know. I'm thinking. Give me a moment. I'll come back. I'll come back to this.
What about the Mokunas?
Mokunas
from Holic and Tsubasa Chronicles, but more specifically Holic.
Yeah, more specifically the Black Mokuna.
I can't think of a lot of other ones.
Yeah. Also, the cat from Trigun is really funny. Just the way he pops into places.
Yeah.
That cat has a name, but I forget.
Yeah. Really like the dog from Eden of the East.
Dog. Yeah, I don't remember the dog.
Oh yeah, yeah, the Shiba Inu with the wings.
Yeah.
Oh, it was cute. Yeah, that's
it was actually just a dog, which was really nice.
Yeah, it was legitimately just a dog.
Every magical girl, like, does Kyubey count? It's not my favorite because I hate Kyubey, but would Kyubey count?
Yeah, probably.
Who's Kyubey?
From Madoka Magica.
Oh.
I bet Glitch would suggest something from Wolf's Rain.
Are there
I actually like the dog. What was the dog from the Naruto, him and the dog ninja, they were awesome. I'm just saying, I like them, and I don't even like Naruto.
Mr. Tadakichi from Azumanga Daioh.
Oh, yeah.
Sakamoto. Sakamoto from Nichijou.
That's a good one. Yep, you're right. That's my answer.
Yeah, Sakamoto from Nichijou. That is one of the funniest characters. Because then there's and Chio-chan's dad. Does that count?
Okay.
But it sounds like we named a lot of our favorites. I don't know what our specific favorites are, because there's a lot of them. But it does show you that there's a lot of good animal sidekicks in anime. So shameless plugging right now.
Yeah.
We have... there was something you guys were supposed to remind us to talk about at the end.
We're going to have another gag reel to put out?
That's true. We'll have another
gag reel. That's what it is. Yeah, that's what it was. We needed to announce the other gag reel.
That next month when you donate to Nerdy Show, you get a 10-minute gag reel of all the content that we cut out from
New Year's Eve.
From our New Year's episode with the Nerdy Show guys. 10 minutes. It's a lot of stuff. And I didn't even put all the stuff that I cut out into that episode. So,
and if you haven't listened to that episode, go listen to it right now, because it's really funny.
Yep.
It's just really any amount donation, right?
Yep. Any amount of donation. If you donate $1, which I think is the minimum, then you get our stuff plus all of the other content that comes from Nerdy Show too. And it's a lot of stuff. It's pictures. It's outtakes from all their episodes. It's extra recordings. Like they have unreleased microsodes that you can get.
Yeah, they're really funny too. They just keep listening to Nerdy Show. It's awesome.
Yeah. You get so much stuff. It's endless stuff. They actually have a list of all the things that you'll get, and it's a long list of stuff, including our stuff, too.
Yep, so we'll be there next month. So if you guys want to join in on our conversation about Attack on Titan, maybe you did your homework, maybe you didn't. If you didn't, you failed.
yeah, because you got everything spoiled for you.
Yeah, we spoiled everything for you. Email us at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That is wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. You can also find us at facebook.com/wickedanime. Where we have frequent updates on episodes and news and all kinds of frequent cool things.
Everything.
You can find us at Tumblr, wickedanime.tumblr.com. Victoria posts stuff frequently, and sometimes Jonathan and I are there too, where we answer those Tumblr asks and everything like that.
As we just demonstrated.
As we just did. Live on this very episode. And then you can find us at nerdyshow.com/wickedanime, where you can find our videos from YouTube, as well as this podcast that you're listening to if you're not listening to it on iTunes. And finally, youtube.com/wickedanime goes to our channel, where you can find our reviews, interviews, convention videos, all that good stuff. We're releasing all the time now, pretty much. Frequently.
Yeah, we've gotten back on track on our videos, so hopefully
it'll slow down.
Probably. Yeah.
Don't you worry. It'll slow down.
We will disappoint you. Okay, so that's all for this episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed the new stuff, and definitely let us know if you want to keep doing that, and keep the suggestions coming. That would be super, super cool.
Yep. And now for some music, which we don't know what it is.
We don't know what it is either. It's funny, because the last episode, I actually knew what the music was, but I totally forgot to say tell everybody. So it's just become common practice that we don't know what music we're playing until I decide what I'm going to put at the end. Actually, no. Dude, what are we talking about? The music is going to be the theme from Attack on Titan.
The first theme. The good theme.
Yeah.
Not that crappy second theme.
Well, the second theme was okay, but it wasn't German.
Yeah, no, it was crappy. It was not the first opening. I hated it. Just saying. That's something we didn't talk about, was the opening and closing.
Well, we just did. And it's time to sign off the only way we know how. Bye.
I just said bye. I didn't say bye.
because I got to take Blair to lunch here soon.
Oh, you said at 3.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I got to wake her up and get her dressed, too.
2 hours.
Well, in all fairness, no. Last night, our cat had kittens, so she was up all night with the cat.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Our cat, Doom, had 4 cats.
You have a female cat named Doom?
Yep, Doom Kitty.
I don't even know how, like, that would work. I would just expect in the morning you check your cat's inventory and find new kittens.
Well, the best part is we named them War, Pestilence, Famine, and Death.
Oh, back to the Four Horsemen?
Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking. I was like the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
Yeah, so we had the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse last night, and Blake stayed awake with them. I did not. I slept because I was like, I got a podcast in the morning, baby. I'm sorry.
So much mewing. Thanks for listening to the Wicked Anime Podcast. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling friends, rating and reviewing on iTunes, shopping at nerdyshow.com/store, or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. To find out how you and your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of the Wicked Anime Podcast, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via iTunes Store, and for the latest news, follow us on your favorite social networks. We're glad to be your home for authentic nerdy entertainment.